Video: 7 Michigan State football players charged in tunnel melee. By AP on November 23, 2022. Ann Arbor, Michigan, AP: 7 Michigan State football players are charged in the post-game melee in Michigan Stadium's tunnel last month, according to a statement Wednesday from the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office. The most serious charge is against Kari Crump, who faces a felony count of felonious assault. The charges against the 6 others are misdemeanors, 5 with aggravated assault and 1 with assault and battery. The incident occurred on October 29 when multiple members of Michigan State's football team roughed up 2 Michigan players. Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh had said earlier he expected the suspended Spartans to be criminally charged. "At the University of Michigan, we appreciate the thoughtful, deliberate approach from the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office to this unfortunate incident," Michigan President Santa Giono said in a statement. "We also want to express our concern for all the players involved, especially those who were injured. The University of Michigan will continue to cooperate fully with any additional reviews of this matter." Michigan State's athletic director and football coach did not immediately return requests for comment. Michigan State coach Mel Tucker suspended 8 players, including Malcolm Jones, who is not being charged with a crime, for their role in the melee. Harbaugh has said defensive back Gemon Green was punched by a Spartans player, sparking the fracas shortly after the Wolverines beat their in-state rivals, and that teammate Jaden McBurrows was attacked when he tried to help. Green suffered a concussion, which kept him out of one game before returning to play in Michigan's 34-3 win over Nebraska. Michigan increased the security presence in and around the tunnel and prevented Wolverines from entering it until each Nebraska player left the field at halftime and following the game.